Welcome to Module 1, Lab 1.4.7, Part 2 of our study group. So, I threatened Sean and told him he was going to run it, but maybe that'll be next term because I started it. I should probably finish it. All right. So, we're going to review some of the basics of what we did last week. We're going to go over a couple of our five questions that we need to know the answers to before we start. So, can anybody tell me what three things make up a computer's form?
Should we just jump in with that or type our name?
Okay.
Wait just a moment. I think she's she got dropped off. Is that going to affect the recording, by the way? She'll have to
Not because
restart it
no,
now.
because I'm doing it.
Well, it won't affect sure.
This is
Oh,
why
that's
backup
true.
recorders are good.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't do the recording today, but if I need to, I can jump in. I'm a Windows XP user, so if at times when my computer behaves, I can be a backup recorder at times if I need to.
You probably
Grace
should
disappeared
appear in the middle of
just
a
crashed.
sentence. That was amusing.
Oh,
She
well,
disappeared right in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah,
No, I'm
she's
go
like,
I'm
what are
recording,
three
but yeah,
things
you
that need a
can
form?
too.
Her computer's
It was
rebooting.
funny.
Yeah, please start recording, Vanessa.
I am.
Melissa. Oh, you know who I mean. Melissa, sorry, I'll get it together in a minute. I've got a headache and I'm not thinking straight. Please start recording on Ventrilo,
It's
Melissa, and we'll get
okay.
the VRF off you if we need it. And Grace will be back soon once her computer finishes rebooting. She's given it the Control-Alt-Del treatment by accident. So it is a Del.
Whoops.
Okay, did anybody answer the question, what is a form factor?
That's probably
What
where she
three
was
components
going,
make up
even
a
if it
form factor?
wasn't.
Should we type our name in or just shout out the answer to that?
Go for it.
The answer to that is case, motherboard, and power supply.
Yay!
Yep, that is very true. And the reason they call it form factor is because it is the way the thing looks. Is it a big fat wide tower or a skinny little flat thing or a little tiny box standing on its side? And for anybody who's ever worked on computers before and had to work on like HPs and Dells and stuff, you'll find that if you have to get the Torx driver out to get the thing open, you'll have fun with the form factor because it's very proprietary.
Fun time.
Yeah, I had one of those
Okay,
squat
recording on my end has
PHP.
just started.
Okay,
Thank
and you
you.
did that through Ventrilo, right?
Yeah, I went to view and record playback and I clicked
Okie
on
dokie,
record
cool.
button.
There goes
There
Grace's
she
MSN
is.
Messenger. She'll be back
She's
presently.
signing in present. She's on MSN.
She's waiting in for JAWS to load. Can you answer any more? Can we continue? She'll be there in a second. So, why do you need to know this form factor stuff?
What happens if you get it wrong?
If you get it
Yeah,
wrong,
what
the
happens if you
parts
get it
don't fit
wrong?
together.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Have you ever bought one of those sort of cheapo set of shelving where you're like missing three of the screws and a couple of the nuts are missing and the equipment list has nothing to do with what's actually in the box and they don't go together?
IKEA! Oops.
We
Oops.
had a table
Yeah.
like that once.
Welcome back.
That was epic, and I've now put myself on push to talk. I've got two people recording, is that right?
Melissa and I, yes.
Yes.
Sean or Melissa will send those in because really strange. That was really
Yeah, it
yeah,
was
we'll
right in the middle of
probably
a sentence. It was quite awesome.
Yeah, probably we both might have to send it in because whatever I didn't start recording until shortly after you left, so what Carrie I guess can do is
Well,
take both
me.
of
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, he's
paths
used to
and
it.
kind of
Well,
So we
Sean's
answered?
if Sean goes offline, we'll need yours.
Yeah, so we answered what
Yeah,
form
exactly what
factor
it
was. Because
form
Carrie
factor.
asked form factor.
Okay.
And then we also talked about what
So,
happens when it goes wrong.
okay. So the next question I have for you guys is what three things need to have the same socket or slot type? Anyone?
I have an answer to that, but
Processors.
I answered the previous one. Should I give somebody else a
No,
chance?
no, no, no. So let somebody else's go. Who wants to
Corey, you
go?
had
about
started.
processors,
Yep, go
RAM,
ahead.
and video card.
No, no.
No. Processors is right,
Same
the other
slot
two are
type
not.
meaning, yeah, process, so, socket or slot type meaning they all need to fit into one, so they all match together.
Any other ideas?
I think it's motherboard, CPU, and RAM. I think I'm wrong, though.
No. Motherboard CPU is right. What else?
Yeah,
RAM is
I
not.
have to
couldn't
do
think
with
of
the
the
other
motherboard
one.
CPU.
The other one is heat sink.
Yes,
Yay!
absolutely.
Oh, yay.
So the motherboard, the CPU, and the heatsink all need to have the same socket type because all of the processor has to fit in to the motherboard socket, and the heatsink has to be able to fit in and go on top of it. So they all have to be the same.
Go ahead, Marley.
Is that found somewhere in the chapter? Because I looked for that in the chapter, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
I've seen it somewhere, but it may not be easy to find.
Who knows where?
I think it is.
So it's motherboard,
in there somewhere,
CPU, and heatsink?
It is.
I don't know if this will be helpful to anyone, but the way I always remembered it is if you ever get the chance to see inside a computer, like a desktop computer or whatever, literally what you'll see is you'll see the heatsink, and it usually has a dirty great fan on top of it, and that's fine, so you can see that. And then the heatsink's this kind of metal thing, and you can't actually see the processor or that part of the board or whatever until you take all that off, because it literally sits, like, it's just parked there right on top of it, and it covers the whole thing, so, yeah, that's why it all needs to fit together.
It's kind of like a shield, I suppose. It kind of shields the processor and keeps it cool at the same time.
Yeah.
Draws heat away from the processor.
Because it sits right on top, it sort of almost hides it.
Yeah, you can't touch the processor when a heat sink's on top of it.
All Which right. is a good
so
thing.
So those are the two questions that are relevant to us right now.
Yeah, there's a couple of other questions at the bottom that we may get to, but...
We'll get there. So the next thing we have to do is find a processor. Because we found the heatsink, and I believe the next thing is a processor, right?
No. The processor comes first. We
oh,
found
sorry.
The,
I meant power supply.
We had found the power supply.
I just said the wrong thing. I'm thinking of the right component in my head. I know what it looks like, but I said the
that
wrong thing.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, but we can't feel the visual that's in your head.
No, you can't. So... does anyone have an idea of what we might be looking for in a processor? Remember when we talked over those specs last week? What are we looking for? Any ideas?
You gave us a certain socket that it had to have. Trying to remember.
Anyone remember what socket we need? Or want to look it up? You can absolutely open your lab and look it up and tell me what socket we need for this processor.
It's socket 775, isn't it?
It is. And someone said so many hertz? For what?
You weren't entirely wrong. I mean, we want to hear
you're
what you
have
to
all.
Say. That's not why we're saying it.
But for how
why
many hertz
is
what?
How many hertz is the processor?
Right, but...
yeah, you're on the right track. Hertz is too slow, though.
Per second?
Megahertz is what I meant. Megahertz.
Megahertz
gigahertz.
Is what you're on. Absolutely. And that's...
yeah, gigahertz nowadays.
I'm thinking of an old computer that my friend had from,
that's
like, the
right.
90s and stuff. It's weird. But yeah, megahertz, gigahertz.
Absolutely.
Whatever hurts. If you have anything below a gigahertz, then your computer will hurt.
Nowadays,
yeah.
So what question are we pondering at this minute?
We're looking at
number four.
Yeah, we're actually right now looking up at the motherboard because we're trying to decide what things we need, what we need to pick out for the processor. And I'm opening the motherboard to see one other thing I wanted to check.
This is like a very expensive Meccano that's very expensive when you get it wrong.
Yes. It's the most expensive Lego project you'll ever do.
Yeah.
One other thing that I want you guys to be aware of. Go ahead, Mark.
I was just going to say, I'm just recalling that the speed of the motherboard and the front side bus... the speed of the processor and the front side bus on the motherboard have to match, I think is what we said last week.
Absolutely, right on. That was where
they
I was going to go next. So, can anyone tell me what front side bus choices we have for our processor by looking at the motherboard specs. Not Mark, he's out for a minute.
Is it 533?
It's one of them. You got three of them there, that's one of them. There's two more. Go ahead and look. Open up the lab and take a look at it, guys.
Oh, everybody, have this lab.
Follow along in your book.
Yes, please.
1,066 and 800.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. So, the three things we need to know. 1,066,
800, and 533.
Mm-hmm. The three things we need to know is that this board needs a 775. LGA 775
socket type.
Yep. You probably gonna. You can go for a dual core, and I believe now this with the BIOS update, this can support quad core processors. So we're good there. And you want a front size bus speed of 1066, 800, or 533. Where are we gonna go look for this magical processor?
Well, Corey had recommended Newegg, and we hadn't used that last week. So why don't we use that this week?
All right.
N E W E G G.
E G G. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
I wonder what old egg.
And Melissa, you can sit back and relax and not do anything because you picked out the power supply.
Ooh, goody! No.
So,
well, I might try just for hands-on, but
yeah, fair enough. Well, have a go.
My computer is actually kind of slow.
Should we
pick on someone, or
does someone want to just try?
No.
Should we?
Somebody give it a go.
Yeah, somebody see what you can find. And while you're,
but if you don't give it a go, you will be picked on. So everybody give it a try.
While you're doing that, I'm also gonna just let you guys know something I wrote a while back under general instructions. There is a searching the internet, and it talks about Googling, but it also talks about how to deal with web pages that you're not familiar with. It's JAWS-centric, but if you're finding that your web skills and your searching skills are not terribly great, feel free to look at that. People have told me they like it.
Now, this site is much more busy than Tiger Direct.
Yeah, it is a busier site.
Yeah. I kind of like Tiger Direct a little bit better. It's not so cluttered.
But if Newegg has better deals, you know, there might be a reason to use it, even though it's a little cluttered. It might be
true.
Better.
For yourself. Oh, I just completely missed my mark for where I wanted for this page, and decided to read the whole page and missed the list of parts I wanted. That was epic.
Want me to paste a link in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we will
like
all
to.
Look at Marlene's CPU.
Marvelous CPU. I couldn't resist.
Absolutely.
You need to let us know when you finish pasting it though, because
she's
it won't
done
say
it.
Anything. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in chat, so I probably didn't hear it. Hold on.
Tell me when you're back in chat and I'll paste it for you again. Hey. What? Wait.
Hang on, this doesn't look like a processor.
Oh, I don't believe it is.
I'm not sure what it is.
But guessing a really nice heatsink.
Hang on to that, because we can use that later.
We might need it again.
Yeah, hang on to that.
What is it?
It's a heatsink, I believe.
I think it's a heatsink. I'm looking.
I'm in chat now, so...
Where's the description? That's really Newegg.
I think you click on the details link.
Probably right.
Or overview might do it. Okay, I don't care. I want the description. I don't care if you like.
What is this?
Okay.
No, I think this
gonna
is
gonna
like a motherboard.
Look for Add Feedback Plus. It's going to be right on mine, at least, right below the.
It says
not
bare
quite sure.
Bone.
Holy mackerel! Oh! Bare bones means it's like a system that you can. It's basically just a frame, and then you put monitors and stuff.
Pace and motherboard. This looks like what.
Yeah,
this is.
That's what they've done. Yeah, and it looks like a nice one. But no, that's not quite what
it
we're.
It does
looking
look very
for.
Nice, but that's not a CPU. So, How did you go about finding that?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I typed CPU in the search.
Ah, that's going to be too vague, too broad. So you'll have to.
Okay, so what do I have?
You might
want to
make. Oh, go ahead, Melissa.
I was going to say if you go to newegg.com, and you I don't know what screen reader you use, but if you use JAWS, do your insert F7, and then go to hit C for computer hardware, and then once that page loads. Do your insert F7 again for links list, and then hit C for CPUs/processors. And that should give you a general idea of where they are, and that you can start
and you
browsing.
Can, or you can use the arrow keys and look at some of the other... You might want to look at
page.
Some of the other categories,
yeah.
too, because when you go looking for other stuff, I'm a real...
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, I really try to get people to not use insert F7 unless they absolutely have to, because... Some people think that's the only way they can possibly ever browse the internet.
I was just suggesting it as a quick way.
So just,
oh, yeah. No.
Oh, no, it works, too. But I'm just
I was only suggesting it as a quick way so that you don't fall behind. Or
you would be surprised.
If we move
would be something. Absolutely amazing.
She's got plenty of time. We will help her work through this. This is study group, and we've got all
Yay.
The time in the world. So the other thing you can do if you want to use the search box is type in LGA 775 CPU, but you will have to make sure that your results that you're getting are actually CPUs and not barebones kit slash something that has a 775 CPU in it slash whatever. And that's why I like to do Melissa's suggestion of drilling down.
Oh, and then right below it, it's right below CPUs processors is fan/heatsink.
Yeah.
So we'll have to come back here too.
Yeah, Melissa's right. Drilling down will help you out quite a bit.
I've heard.
So
and
processors,
and even...
desktops.
Yep, we want desktop
processors.
Mobile, Jaws. Why do you always do that? That's irritating.
But even if you insert F7,
maybe do an advanced search.
Links will appear in a list, and you could just up and down arrow through those links.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
that way you get
that
an idea
true.
Of what's on the page.
Learning center. What in the heck?
Okay. Something I should tell you guys about socket 775 processors is that they are made by Intel. If you look at the table in your notes, you would see, oh, these are Intel. So you already just narrowed down half of your CPUs. So you can click on the Intel.
Under narrow result.
Click
no,
on guided.
It's not there. Oh, guided.
If you, yeah, click guided.
I'm a little scared that there are two in the $10 to $25 price range.
Yeah,
that's
I don't think
has
you guys
me
want
worried
those.
Slightly.
Go ahead, Marlene.
So does this have to be ATX?
There is no ATX.
There's one that's BX.
That's a motherboard.
Why are they giving us motherboards when we're looking for processors?
They shouldn't be.
How did you
how
get
have you gotten
to
that
where
page?
You are now? Yeah.
Okay, I went to CPUs and processors,
mm-hmm.
and then I went to processors for desktops.
Right.
And right. then I went to LGA 775.
Okay.
The other thing you can do... Okay.
Let me see what she's looking at, because I'm just basically on this page now. What's the thing called? What's the model of the one you're looking at?
Oh, I see how I did it. Okay, from
Intel Pentium Dual Core.
Okay, let's see.
It's the first one on the list, the first checkbox.
Oh, I don't think that BX is actually has anything to do with the form factor. I think that's just part of the model number.
So is this a good one?
Well, let's click on the link and find out.
I think I may have found one.
If you go up to the top result here and look at what Marlene's found, let's have a look at what she's got and see if what she's got is gonna work.
I don't.
Is
why
it
are you
in the chat
to do
or
the information bar?
No. Oh, here I can put a link to it in the chat. Hold on.
Oh, it's blocking pop-ups. Okay.
So if you enter on the link, you get more information about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Youch. I just picked out a very expensive processor. Over $250. It's a quad-core.
Yeah, this one's 239 oh, well. Here. You're not actually... this is your dream computer. We don't... there's no budget been set here.
Yeah, you have no budget. No limits here, guys.
Oh, okay.
The answer key even says that.
Question.
No. I'm sorry. Hey, it's 5 out of 5 eggs, though. That's good.
Yay.
I'm still finding small pieces of plastic from when those headsets broke on my floor. Just in case anyone cares.
Okay. They broke that badly?
Yep, I'm holding a tiny piece of plastic.
It's not as bad as my father-in-law sucking my USB headset in his vacuum cleaner.
No, but this was pretty epic. Anyway.
So, what do you guys think after looking at this? Do you think this would be a processor we could use?
Where on the page does it provide all the specs?
Right underneath. You have to actually click
the
on
add
details.
Feedback. Oh, I send her under add feedback. It has a thing. Although the details might be more useful than this.
It's actually not all helpful. Okay.
The socket type is correct. It's a quad core.
Hell yeah, that'll be good. Quad core? That's nice. The operating frequency
the voltage
is 2.8.
Doesn't match, but does that
no,
matter?
No. Hold on, let me see. Oh, yes, it does. The front side bus is too
the
high.
The voltage is 0.5 to 1.62, or 362.
Yeah. The problem with this one is that the front side bus here is 1333. And so that doesn't match with the motherboard.
I still haven't found the details.
Okay.
If you go
if you've
to
clicked on it. Oh, go ahead, Ali.
If you go to the heading where the name of the processor is listed, and then you look for a list with L, there's a list of three items, and I think the first
one. That's a
good
way to do it.
Or yeah. The second is details.
See, I just hit P until it said add feedback, and then I went down arrow from there. But that's actually a good
yeah,
way
that's
to
quicker.
I'm kind of sad I didn't think of that. Being a JAWS trainer, I should have thought of that. Just kidding.
Actually, it's the second list. And details is the second link.
Oh yeah, because you still have to find the stuff once you... The one below it, if you go back a page, the second one may work. Let me... It's a Core 2 Duo. Those tend to be a little bit more...
This should be okay.
Ooh, hi. You sound lovely. That works
so
beautifully, Ellie. Thank you for that.
Go ahead, Marlene.
Do I want overview?
You want details.
Or details?
Overview is why they think you should buy it.
So which one did you pick out, Ellie?
It's a Pentium dual core E6500 model. And so far, with what I'm looking at, it looks good. The specs seem to match.
Which one did you say? Because I see a Core 2 8500. Is that what you're talking about? Core 2
6500.
Okay, I see the 85 here.
Hey, we'll just go fine.
I pasted the link in chat.
Nope. Darn it, that one's too low. That one's too high as well.
Right on the 6500.
I wonder
I think
if
I
we
have
can...
actually owned one of these before.
I wonder if I can limit it down by bus speed even. Let's.
So did someone send that link? I don't seem to have anything in chat.
Didn't Ellie already send it? Let me see.
More options.
Yes, he sent it. It's at the bottom.
Aha! If you go to more options, one of the combo boxes is FSB, and you can choose.
This one.
So there are 8 ones at 1066, and 10 of them at 800.
Yep.
Dude, that is so awesome. I can't believe you can do
okay.
that.
Okay. I like the one Ali's picked out, actually. go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to look at this one too.
Here's another one I found. We don't have to necessarily check it out, but I found this one.
Well, let's have a look. I can have a look quickly. Everybody else is catching up.
I kind of like it for the multimedia or video. I was reading the reviews. It's pretty cool. And I think it said it had a front bus of 1066 and...
Now, Melissa, did you check the slot type?
Oh, shoot. That one's not
that
right,
one won't
is
be
it?
Fitting. Nope.
Youch. Yeah, I just saw that. Whoops. I saw the 1066 for
it's
the...
It's not fitting.
Yeah.
And it's not fitting.
It's not fitting. Oh, dear. What are we going to bloody do?
I'm going to send you something back
We're
because you just paid a whole
more.
Lot of money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an expensive processor. I liked it. It sounded pretty.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty. But you need a prettier motherboard for that thing, too.
Yes.
Okay, Marlene, how are you going?
I press enter on the details, but then I never find the details.
You need to hit P down. Until it says add feedback. And then, and that should work in NVDA as well. And then once you get to add feedback, then the next stuff below that is going to...
It doesn't open a new page or anything. It's just it's strange.
It just exposes more information.
Sometimes you can, sometimes you can hit H and it'll say more about Pentium, whatever it is, and then you
That's
can press
what
down
I'm
arrow
doing,
as well.
Yeah.
That works too.
Then there are several lists.
So, if I were going to pick a processor of the four or of the three we've looked at, Melissa's, Marlene's, or Ali's, Ali's would definitely be the one
I'm going
I would
with
put
his
in my
too.
Lab at the moment. Because it fits. And it
Ooh,
has
and
the
it
right
says heatsink and fan are included. If you were to actually buy it, it says.
Could nice!
You might find that one that you buy might be better than that one.
Yeah. Of course not. You got lucky and read the Ali is not a experienced system builder by any way, shape, or form. he
by
picked
which
the one
we
with
mean
the
that
right
I've
specs.
Never built a system ever.
I've never built one either.
I had to do it
Come
for
to
a
think
school
I have
project.
Opened one. I had to open one.
Okay. Were you able to find the details information?
Not yet. When I hit enter on details and then I hit like H for heading, the first thing I hear is buzz.
Keep going.
Buzz?
Keep going. Yep, that's okay. Keep going. You're going to have to hit it a few times and it'll say more about whatever the product name is, hopefully.
Is it
buzz is
check
where...
specs?
Yep, I think so. Keep going.
Look.
No, I get down to similar items, and then there's nothing about more.
Okay, go Shift-H then back to the check specs one. Maybe it's called different on your page. Go back
Weird,
to that one and then go down. I don't think they always look the same, so you just kind of have to play until you find it. What's up, Grace?
Okay, I see what you're talking about.
It sounds... This check specs sounds like somebody's review.
Oh, it might... You're right, it might be. Which one are you looking at?
He's looking at
the... One that,
the
which one
hers.
Are you looking at, Marlene? The one that you put... Okay.
I'm looking at Ali's, I think.
Oh, Ali's.
Oh,
okay. So, let's see.
Question here, guys.
Okay.
I look at these processors.
Oh, go ahead.
It usually
go ahead.
Says,
Mine says...
Yeah, it says LGA 1366. That's two separate things, right? Is that LGA the socket type?
No, LGA is LAN grid array. 1366 is how many pins it has.
Yeah, so that's not going to work.
Okay, thank you. I don't think I see the socket type.
Yeah, you
here
want
on,
LGA
on this,
775.
On this
that is the socket type. LGA 1366 is your socket type.
It's just the wrong
okay,
one.
Okay, thank you.
It's
that's
the wrong one for this motherboard.
To straighten out.
Yeah.
Not what you want. That's a very new
see,
one.
I see one that says learn more about Intel Core Duo and the process number is one of the headings.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you navigate via headings, I'm not sure how you do it with NVDA. I've got to install the latest NVDA because I've got an older version. Okay.
Yeah,
H for headings and go down to where it says learn more.
Very job-like.
Yay. Learn more about Intel Dual and then blah, blah, blah. It's giving you... And if you down arrow, it gives you, like, the model, the...
okay, I think I know what's going on.
The brand and then the model and all that fun stuff.
Because I'm looking at it. What's going on is that when you hit click details, press enter on details one more time, and then hit an insert escape to refresh your screen, because I don't think NVDA is actually refreshing the screen for you.
For NVDA, it's insert F5, I think.
Oh, yes, it is. You're right. You're right.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm going to bookmark this page so I can come back to it and write down all my info.
Oh, someone's burning stuff out.
All right,
there,
I don't
like
know. I'm
try insert F5 and see what happens.
I did. I still get the same
you
headings.
You did? Hmm.
Let me see if I can actually send you a link to the... Go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, I was just going to say, try hitting F... Does F5 also refresh?
Well, that'd refresh.
She doesn't want to actually refresh the page.
Oh, okay.
I get a heading for the actual product, and then the next heading
when you
is
go,
something about protect your investments is the next heading.
Yeah, that's...
What's the next one after that?
I know where she's at.
Buzz.
Yep, here. I'm going to see if I can...
Yeah, the next heading should be quick info.
I see quick info. Yeah, see, I'm seeing different. I'm seeing quick info, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because somehow, for some reason, the heading, when she clicks on the details link, it's not activating for her.
Which version of NVDA are you using?
Maybe I'm... It's 2011. But maybe I would be better off using JAWS.
Yeah, you might be.
Yeah, for now, let's use JAWS, but...
If she has it.
I'm familiar with JAWS, but I only have a demo of it, so I can only use it for like 40 minutes at a time. So I don't like to use it during class because it runs out.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
Well, keep the link. Keep the link around somewhere, and then
I will,
you can go back
I'll
to
go
it.
Back and look at. Yeah, I'll go back and work on it. If I really get stuck, I'll Skype somebody.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we'll be happy to help. It's okay. It's not a problem. But that link just isn't activating for you.
That is very strange. I should load my NVDA and try it. But
yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I'm going to go back a page and unload JAWS and try it and see what we get.
We're all back in. Mm-hmm. Well, we're all back in. Everybody's back in. Brand new game. It's time to go for RAM. So, RAM. What are the things we need to think about for RAM?
I think that's next.
Oh, heatsink. Sorry, we got to do heatsink. I'm going to let them find their own heat sinks.
Fair enough.
other names for heat sinks are cooling devices.
CPU coolers.
Fans?
Sometimes.
Coolers. Not fans. The old case fan. Yeah, but the lab actually wants a different heat sink. If you can, if there's enough information about the heatsink you're getting with the in the box set, you can put that in and say included, but it's got to have information about it on the page. Otherwise, pretend that it doesn't and go on and find a different heatsink so that you have experience picking one out. Remember that your heatsink has to support the processor, so if you're going with a dual core or quad core processor, make sure that it supports it, and make sure that it supports
okay,
this,
I just did this with NVDA, and I have the very latest 2011.2, and it worked perfectly. So you need to make sure that you have the latest NVDA, which came out last Friday. It's 2011.2. Yeah, get that, because it's good. Yeah.
Okay, I have 2011, but I probably have 0.1.
Yeah, 0.2 is amazing. Now, did you get the idea that I like it?
Something like that.
Okay, so for heatsink, as I was saying, make sure it fits the slot that your processor is. So LGA 775, it needs to be able to fit an LGA 775 processor and make sure it's certified to deal with a dual or quad core processor. And basically, other than that, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Wow, NVDA sees a lot more lists on this page than JAWS does, which is interesting.
All right. Any questions on processors / heatsinks?
So when you're looking for those, like on Newegg, are they going to be under computer hardware?
Yep.
Computer hardware, and then...
In fact, it's right below... When you were on the computer hardware page and it said CPUs, processors, at the very next link down, for me anyway, was fans / heatsinks.
Well, the difference between the hard drive cooling and CPU heatsinks are the CPU heatsink sits right on top of the CPU and latches in, and a hard drive cooling system would be near the hard drive and be a fan, either like a special case mounting for a hard drive, or a fan near the hard drive to cool it off.
So the two components for a heatsink are the socket type and the dual core or quad core.
So make sure it's certified to handle your CPU. You've picked out a dual core CPU, so make sure your heatsink can handle a dual core CPU.
Got it.
So it's a simpler product to find. Talk about RAM. Guys, what do we need to think about for RAM?
Anybody can answer.
Well, that we need to make sure, I mean, there were essentially three types of RAM that we talked about. There's DDR2, DDR, and DDR3, and we need to have the right one.
Yep. Can anyone tell me what type of RAM this motherboard is going to take? Besides Mark, he's out, he's just answered.
It is okay to look in your lab, because everyone's
following
along.
It's in that spec sheet for you.
When you hear this sound... Oh, no.
Dual channel memory?
Your choices...
That's not
your choices
terribly
are DDR2 or DDR3. Which of those?
DDR800.
DDR2800.
Yeah, there's more to...
You're right.
Oh, the fastest speed that you want? For your RAM is 800. The kind of RAM you want is DDR2. What website are we going to use to look for this?
I don't really care.
Care?
I'm not supposed to care. Just kidding.
Does it make any sense to use Amazon for something like this?
You could.
Good. We can try.
Might be trickier to find.
And I'm actually going to use the search box to do this time. So we're all in, and we need to look for,
There goes another recording.
So, I think.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know. But yours is still there. Marlene, did you have something you wanted to say?
I found...
Oh, you found one?
I did this before we did this, so I'll just see if it's correct.
Okay. We'll all have a look. Welcome back, Melissa. We thought you'd gotten bored and left us.
No, sorry. My ventrilo just suddenly stopped responding. And,
annoying. Fun. Sorry to hear it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but every time like my computer has like 4 or 5 windows open, it just goes nuts. So I had a internet browser open, the chat, the lab, and... like 4 or 5 windows open and just went
single
nuts.
Single core processor.
Oh, it's my computer. Yeah, it's a 2004 computer, so that's probably why.
yeah.
I think someone said it was a 2.8 gigahertz.
Oh, Marlene, did you paste your link? I didn't check. I should not do that. All right, let's look at Marlene's bit of RAM. Ooh!
Oh, that's the one I'm looking at. Says helps prepare your PC to run Windows Vista.
Ooh. Alright. Let's look at what Marlene's got in here, though.
I may have missed the link. I'll get into chat in a sec.
It's a kit. Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, that's fine. That's going to be
that
about 4 gigs of
RAM.
Get
more,
it's 2 sticks of RAM.
That just means you get multiple,
What's the 6400 number?
I'm just having a look to make sure it's what I think it is. Tails. I think that's a, yeah, its speed is 800. I'm not sure quite what the 6400 is. I'll have to ask Carrie when he gets back.
Sometimes memory makers make really weird high-speed numbers that or, like they call some of them, like, PC, you know, maybe they call it 6400 just because it has to do, I don't know, maybe...
No, DDR's... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It has a PC2 in front of it, in front of that big number.
Yep, 6400. I think that's the clock cycles. That may be clock cycles or something, because I know that there's PC3200 and PC6400 is double that, so... But the front side bus is 800, which matches what we want. So you are right. I'm going to ask Carrie about that 6400, though, when he gets back over here.
Okay, don't everyone have a heart attack. I finally did something right.
Hey!
Aw.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah. Positivity.
You're not supposed to get this right on the first go.
No, in fact, most people don't.
No! No! That's why we're doing it together.
Five times before they get it right.
I had a girl that has taken, took about two semesters to get this particular worksheet right.
Just for this lab.
Whoa!
Just for this lab.
Yeah, it's...
It's okay.
Yeah, it's... For me, it's just memorizing all the numbers and sockets and this and that and the other.
But you know what? It tells you.
It's
all there. And it tells you what you need.
Yeah, but you have to collate all that information in your brain.
You have to make sure that it matches. Well, that is true, but you just have to make sure what you find matches what's there. And that's the hard... That can be the hard part.
Well, I didn't know what the socket number... You know, I don't understand... I don't think I understand what all the numbers... All the specs mean underneath where you have the motherboard.
I don't understand what some of them are.
I understand most of them. We can go over that.
Can we go through that? Can we
Absolutely.
Go over that together?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can go through that again. We did it last week, but it will not hurt anybody to just do it again.
Nope.
LGA 775. That is the type of socket, or the socket type you need. LAN grid array 775 pins, I think it is, for your CPU.
So that means the pins. That means the pins are on this CPU, on the motherboard itself.
LAN grid array, I believe, means they're on the. Yeah, I believe that means they're on the CPU, or I mean on the motherboard. You're right. They're on the motherboard.
Okay.
But as long as you get LGA 775 all at one, all together, as long as is what you find has that same number and letter sequence, you're fine.
Yeah,
So if it has LGA or PGA in front of it, that means it's the socket type.
Yeah.
That number, but the number also goes along with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the socket type. That socket type, PGA or LGA, number of pins after that. That's the important bit.
And they both have to match.
Got it.
Type of memory it takes is the next thing. DDR2-800. Marlene has covered that.
You find it.
She did it. PCI Express X16 is the type of video card it's going to take, or that it has a PCI X16 slot, which is where you'd put your video card. SATA 3 gigabytes. That is the SATA hard drive you want. You don't have to worry about that because they
gave you
do
one.
That for you anyway. They gave you one. So, but you'd want a SATA hard drive. You could get a 6 gigabytes one, but it would just fall back to 3 gigabytes. So,
and this
matter.
Has to do with speed that the drive communicates at. This doesn't have to do with the size of it.
Talks about the RAM voltage. Okay. That isn't really that important because you've just picked out the RAM, which will fit it anyway. So your RAM voltage is fine.
And the good thing about Kingston,
DDR2-800,
they will take it back. Crucial too. If you get it wrong, they are very, their warranties on both of those are pretty darn good for those companies. So you should be pretty good. If it doesn't work, then they're pretty good about it.
Yeah, I think I found warranties that were about 3 years long or something insane like that.
Very good warranties.
I found one on Amazon for PNY that had a lifetime warranty, lifetime limited warranty.
Nice.
Your I should put that in there too.
Yeah. Front side bus is 1066. 800-533.
That means it can be any of those numbers?
Yep, that means that your processor can be any of those numbers.
But you might as well go the highest one, right?
If you want. It's going to perform best at the highest possible. Remember, and this is another question, that the two things that front side buses must match are the processor and the motherboard. So you've got three choices of front side buses that your processor can be for that motherboard.
Got it.
And your RAM match. It doesn't have to. But for the motherboard and the CPU, it has to.
You've got four memory slots, which means you can stick four sticks of RAM into that thing. Marlene has picked two. So if she were to get two kits of that, she could fill all four slots with 2 gig sticks of RAMs and have 8 gigs of RAM. She should remember, though, that if she wants to stay 32-bit Windows, she can only use four of that.
Yeah,
not that
you
know that yet. You'll find that out in Module 5.
We'll talk about that. Something else to think about, and this is one of the later questions, but I want to have people think about. What component has to be compatible with every other component in the computer? Is it okay that I'm having them think about this one,
Grace?
Yeah,
go for it.
I think it's...
Does anybody know?
Does anyone know?
I have a guess on that.
Okay.
What's your guess on that?
Everything we've talked about so far had to match up with the motherboard.
Yep, you're both right.
And good that job. Is absolutely correct.
Yay, do I get a
I got that one right, too!
You get virtual lollipops all around.
Lollipops for everybody. Alright, so you have an ATA 100 connector. That means that you have IDE. That's basically an ITE or IDE connector that we talked about. That's
so
old style hard drives
and
CD-ROM drives. It can support RAID 0. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, how is this information important to us? This that you're just talking about. Why do we need to know this?
Because if you want to stick an older hard drive into this box, you know you can.
Okay.
So that's why the ATA 100 stuff is important to you. Each bit of information is important for different reasons. Why is the speed of the memory important? So you can pick out the right memory. Why is how much memory or how many slots memory slots you have important? So that you don't buy 6 sticks of RAM and think you can stick them all in there.
I understand all of that. I just wondered that we were talking about a specific line of information.
You said you wanted to go through the motherboard specs, so she's going through each one. So.
I know. The one
so just
above
so you have
where
an
it
idea.
Says RAID.
Just so you have an idea.
Yeah,
oh,
the
RAID.
One above
oh, RAID.
Where it says RAID, the line above that is the one we were talking about, and I wanted to know why do I need
to know ATA 100. Yes, you need to know that in case you have an old CD or DVD ROM drive or an old hard drive that you want to pull out and stick out of another computer and stick into this one. You've got a port so you can do that.
Okay.
Because if you wanted to do that and then you had big high hopes for doing that and then you bought the motherboard that didn't let you do it, you might be just a little sad about that. Just a bit.
Four USB ports, I think that's pretty self-explanatory, and an ATX form factor, which is also pretty self-explanatory. Does that make any more sense?
Yeah.
That helps a whole bunch. The RAID one is, we talked about all the different numbers and what they mean, right?
Uh-huh. What they've done here is given you... Yeah. What they've done here is given you a heap of information. A bunch of it isn't relevant to you right now. But it's there!
You gotta pull out what you care, what you need.
Thanks a bunch. That's helped me.
Oh, good.
The other thing you want to be careful about is when you see, when you see names for some of these memory modules and stuff, some of the names are really long because they try to put every piece of information that you might want right in the name of the product. And as I put it to Grace once, some of the names of some of these things are longer than my attention span. So if the name is huge, click on the link and see what it actually has. Because sometimes
yeah,
you'll see
it will
one
break
and you'll
it
think,
down
my
for you.
God, that name, that number and name is so long.
Yeah, I was noticing that when I was looking at the process.
You paste it into Word and it breaks up like two lines. You're like, oh
hey,
my God.
Let's quickly talk about a video card. We're not going
to
do it.
Yes, I want
to
talk about
this.
I'm going
to give you some tips. Firstly, PCI Express X16 all the way. That's what you're looking for. You want no other slot type.
You can't put PCI cards in here. We were talking about that.
And, but I don't think that there are
any. No, this doesn't have any slots for it. It doesn't say it has any slots
for it. I don't know that it doesn't, though. If I looked up the actual specs, not just what they gave me, I think I'd find PCI slots. This is a... It's not giving you the full specs of this motherboard, believe it or not.
I should probably look those up, then.
For the motherboard, let's just say PCI Express, it's just better. What you're looking for is at least 512 megabytes of memory on the card, just because you probably want some memory, your video card wants some memory of its own. I won't fail you if you don't have 512 megabytes of memory. That's just a good idea. You don't have to go too expensive or crazy.
I won't fail
on
you
the...
even.
Oh yeah, huh? You're
because I'm grading this one.
Yeah, he won't fail you.
To my sheer joy, I'm still kind of learning how to grade this one and how hard to be. And well, I've
I
only
was
looked at
gloating
one so
to
far.
Someone last night that I wasn't grading it.
That's okay, because guess what?
What?
You get. Wait, no, never mind. Well, you still have to grade 8, though, so.
I do have to grade 8. But anyway.
And 15.
This is fun grading, because we have to check all your work and, like, go research all the components you guys put in. And
yeah,
sure
that's
okay.
The thing is, yeah. So please provide links in case we need to do that.
I was going to say, when I fill out the table, the actual table, should I just put the link to where it is and
yeah,
then
I was
fill out, like,
you could put it on the line below or above,
yeah, put it on the
but
line
don't
below
put the
table.
Link in the table, because I will pull my hair out if you do.
Yeah, when I was doing the job lab, I was getting, like, all kinds of stuff mixed up, and I would go out of the window and I would come back and I'd be in a different part of the table and I would have to reorient myself. And so what I would probably even do is either put it on a line below the table or just give a list of links and resources probably at the bottom.
Yeah,
of
you
the
can
worksheet.
Do that too. You can put stuff taken from this or whatever you want to do. However you like to do it.
Yeah.
Dropping it below the table is excellent though. Any more questions on this lab?
If tables are a consistent problem for you, let us know and we will help you find ways to work around that. As long as you don't skip information, some people choose not to use the table. We've had some students that are very good about, you know, cleaning up around the table, getting rid of the table, and keeping all of the relevant information.
Yeah, people
if
that like
the
formatted their worksheets in amazing
that's
ways.
That's what I did on my job lab, but I think for this
that's
one,
fine.
I'll just fill out the table.
Tables, the tables really helpful for this one.
Grace will tell you my labs were interestingly formatted.
Really, your labs were better than some.
Because I was like, no, I'm not going to use the table. I'll summarize the questions and then I will fill it in.
Yeah, we don't care how you do it, as long as it's not sloppy. If it looks really sloppy, then we'll get it back and I'll be like, you might want to reformat this.
Be careful not to leave things blank. That's the first... If there's questions that haven't been answered, your lab will immediately come back to you as soon as we find that.
You failed. You have to do it again.
You have to fill in everything they ask for.
I was... I was talking to an Indian.
You will need to set up a hotkey. Mac doesn't have one. We can talk about that afterwards, and I can work with you on that. Whoever that is.
That's Marion. How are you? You were talking a minute before.
Yeah, you were doing it. How were you doing it before?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Unless she's got sensitivity off and she's just unchecking and checking the mic binds box, which that would have done it. About the only option you've got is, unless you're not using voiceover, if you're using voiceover, but the only option you've got is like the shift key or like F13 or something. Okay, then you can use one of those, but if you're using voiceover, your choices of keys are very limited. Sorry about that.
Alright, are we done with this?
Any other questions before
any other
we...
questions?
So the two components that need to use the same front side bus speed are the memory and the CPU?
No, not memory.
Not the memory.
Motherboard.
Okay.
There you go. And don't worry, this isn't the last time you see this. You get to do this again in 11.3.7 or something quite like it.
Ooh.
Oh, that's probably why I got those numbers mixed up.
Yeah, exactly, because we were just grading a whole bunch of 11.37s. And now I get to call Carrie because he ran and hid.